Protesters have ended their occupation of Bailey Park in Winston-Salem. It comes on the heels of a 49-day demonstration against the jail-related death of John Neville. WFDD's David Ford reports.
Last month, a group of demonstrators rallied outside the Forsyth County Hall of Justice in Winston-Salem to mark the release of video footage that depicts the moments before John Neville's death. Five detention officers and an on-call nurse faced charges, including involuntary manslaughter. Among the crowd of roughly 50 people were family members, ordinary citizens, and members of local activist organizations like Triad Abolition Project and Occupy Winston-Salem. Brittany Battle with Triad Abolition Project says, although she's participated in activism work in the past, negotiating an end to the prone restraint method depicted in the video was a real education.
We never imagined that it would take this long to get these demands met. Just fully understanding the power of persistence. But also, I'd never imagine the community building that would take place down at base camp with all of the occupiers. I mean, it brought most of us to tears thinking that we wouldn't be with each other every day going forward.
Co-founder Bailey Pittenger agrees. She says watching everyone build stamina during the 49-day occupation, treating the movement like a marathon as opposed to simply making demands and posting them on social media, was key to their success.
Being seen by anyone passing by, having conversations with community members or people coming in from out of town and asking questions about what we were doing, I could just tell like a difference was really made by being present and kind of ignoring what exhaustion is, like addressing exhaustion, but just keeping going.
Another part of the learning curve was how their demands evolved over the course of the occupation due to language. They initially demanded an end to the hog tie restraint method. That's where someone's legs are physically tied to their hands. But that didn't happen to Neville. His legs were not tied to his hands.
And so the bent leg prone restraint, which is widely used by law enforcement, refers specifically to when someone is placed on their stomach and has their legs bent behind them, held with pressure from a law enforcement officer. So that distinction is important because most law enforcement agencies do not sanction the hog tie, and that language we often use interchangeably.
Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough's office did not respond to an interview request in time for this story. Battle says during the occupation, the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office made three revisions to their use of force policy, the most recent being restraints used in detention centers where Neville was held. She says their demands that were met include notifying the public through news releases while respecting family wishes if any inmate in the Forsyth County Jail dies, and placing deputies on administrative leave who were directly involved with a serious injury or death in sheriff's custody. Taken all together, a remarkable achievement, says Wake Forest University law professor Mark Rabel.
I have very little expectation that the United States Supreme Court would make the changes that have been made here as a result of 49 days of direct action by the protesters in downtown Winston-Salem. That's just not going to happen. It's also not going to happen that quickly in the North Carolina state legislature.
People in Raleigh may soon be the next beneficiaries. Rabel says the governor's racial equity task force is monitoring local law enforcement agencies and their use of force policies as it crafts its own recommendations.
So these protesters have not only probably saved a lot of lives over the next decades in Forsyth County, but they're also setting an example for our legislature and ultimately for the state and federal courts to follow. So this is where true democracy is actually taking place, is with the peaceful protesters here.
For Triad Abolition Project members and others, the work continues. On the docket, terminating the contract of Forsyth County Detention Center's healthcare provider WellPath, whose employee faces involuntary manslaughter charges following Neville's death, and educating voters on the recent local efforts to criminalize peaceful protesters. I'm David Ford.